You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
This is Talking with the Pros.
The Pros.
Like professionals.
This is Talking with the Pros with me, Jess B. I speak to the professionals in the world of audio to gain an insight into what it takes to become a pro. Talking with the Pros.
Well, hello and welcome back. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited because we have Joe here today. Joe, do you prefer Joe or Joey?
You can call me Joe.
Okay, Joe. Well, and I am joined here with my wonderful co-host, Polly.
Hey, yo, what's up? Let's make it happen. Hey, let's go. Polly.
All right, so let's just like get right into it. Joe, tell us who you are. Can I like introduce us?
My name's Joe. I'm originally from Michigan. Grew up out there for about like 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. Then came out to LA for a little bit. Moved out to LA to get higher aspirations and dive into the music industry and find the passions that I love. So that being said, pretty much did that, did a whole bunch of stagehand work out there. I built festivals, electronic to stadiums and figured that out. From there, I got a big job offer from out here from ER Productions. ER Productions really stepped forth my high track into music production and for special effects. Mm-hmm. Special effects is phenomenal. It gives everybody that wow factor. That wow factor of like lasers, pyro, and fireworks. It goes in with pyro, but it is relatively a lot of fun. Giving back to the crowd and hearing that oohs and ahs is really great. It gives me goosebumps just hearing, From there, I moved into video. Like, I've always been like a VJ. What a VJ is a video jockey. I've toured with Yellow Claw. They're an EDM act. I've toured with Omarion, Lil Bow Wow, and Ashanti. And then as well as done every festival known to man, Insomniac, going all the way to Ultra for MIA. From there, it's just been a huge passion of mine to be a part of the community as well as the creatives that put on this huge show. It's a lot of high-stressed, high-problem-solving energy that we put involved in this. Like I said, it's really, really great to get into. And I highly encourage a lot of people to get into this industry to see and get your feet wet. It doesn't matter if you're going from nothing and you want to be in the music production, start off as a stagehand. Bring out that like being comfortable with being uncomfortable. It is like putting yourself in a really great position, and showing the light is the best.
Oh, yeah. So production, I mean, you're saying high stress here. You're coming in, you're giving something to the audience, and you're learning like from the beginning. So how long has this journey for you been?
So I started around 2017, back in Michigan, it was Michigan, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got into this dude named Aaron. He put me, and he's like, "You want to learn how to coil a cable?" It always starts with that.
Yes. It always starts with that, even for audio.
Number
people.
One.
Yep. It's number one. And I messed that thing up at least five times.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
I remember those days.
They're waiting for that. They're like, nope, over, under.
And then, and you take your arm with like a big like L shape, a Statue of Liberty, right? And then we just start coiling it over.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Horror stories.
What are you doing, man?
But it's all mistakes that create a better better you, you mm-hmm. know, tons of mistakes, mm-hmm. like great, a better you. Like I said, if you don't learn from your mistakes, keep trying.
Yes, there's success in the failure, and there's learning and growing and a chance just to get better. It's like sticking to that is where you're going to really level up. So what is it that you're currently doing now in Las Vegas?
So currently in Las Vegas, I've been working on a lot of 3D animations and working with artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So with Stable Diffusion is like very prominent and where our future is going with Sora AI from OpenAI. Movies and everything's developing at a very high rapid rate. And we're going to see a lot of really great things in the next 5 years mm-hmm. As my research progresses.
Wow. And this is with your VJ, right?
Yes, I integrate that. For VJ, mm-hmm. well, you use a software called Resolume, as well as you can use MadMapper, and there's other softwares out there. It's technically a media server. So my main flavor, though, of media servers or VJ software is Resolume. I've been using it for 10 plus years.
Wow.
It's a turnkey for me. And I really highly, highly encourage for anybody to just learn.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with one YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up the rabbit hole. I don't like to say go down because ooh, you're wow. always going up.
Right. Yeah. So this is tie in to music and audio and a production and a show and all of that. Holly, can you help us round this picture, how this all integrates together in the world of audio?
Absolutely. So in the world of audio, right, you're doing a show, you're in charge of making sure the PA sounds good, the mix is good, the stage is happy, and the audience is happy. Because that's the bulk of the experience. They need to hear and feel the experience through the PA. But you can't do that without a little bit of something. You need a little bit of lighting, a little bit of visuals, a little bit of lasers, fireworks to complement the audio experience. And also syncing that too, and just bringing those worlds together, bringing other creatives from other worlds that you have never been really exposed to. It's cool because it's like you're not alone. You're not alone in the creative process. You're creatively making a mix happen, right? But you realize that there's a gentleman next to you that's mixing the lights and doing the same thing you're doing in audio, but with lighting. We're all using this creative, artistic, beautiful like thing, giving it to a whole crowd of people.
And based off sound cues too, right?
Yeah. Mm. So time aligning all those things. Yeah,
For sure. It's time code. Time code is something through SMPTE, which is a really high, it turns numbers into sound. And turning those numbers into sound, we get a feed from the audio desk that actually controls everything. So it's like it starts like a clock. It's everything that I work with, it starts at 000, or you can do hour one, hour two, hour three, and then so forth, so forth. For that, you want to do like for each song, right? I'm playing the Backstreet Boys, for example. You want the Backstreet Boys on hour one. And then you have your sent, Pauly is like sending me a feed to send to the lighting. It goes to the lighting desk, to visuals, to lasers, to special effects,
fireworks,
and it controls everything. And then there is a thing called a playback engineer. Playback engineer is the one actually controlling the whole show, which is insane to think about, that high pressure that it puts on the one person to make everything fire correctly. It's a turnkey system to make the show go to every city and every state. And so the rehearsals and the environment work. That's pretty much like a big, huge thing.
For those of you interested in audio, can see how the range of what you can do as an audio engineer. It, like, you get to work with not just audio people, not just musicians, not just mixing behind a desk. You're working with other creatives. All of it integrates. Everything integrates around the audio system.
Yeah, with audio, there's just so many different channels. There's so many different sources coming through. And then it's an entire production. You have a lot of moving parts that are coming together at the end of the day to put on the show. And it's not just on you know, one thing. You're hearing the experience, you're seeing the experience, and how that all comes together based off of the music, right? Or whatever's on stage, and getting that aligned. So it's really exciting to have, you know, your perspective. You collaborate with audio and how vital and important that is at the end of the day to all be working together.
What you do called show control, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a feed from the DJ. The DJ is the artist. He's playing on these CDJs, right? At a festival, your favorite festivals, Ultra, right? You know, EDC, all that, right? And Joe, where he's located, is in front of house, right?
Yes.
In the front of house area with the lighting designer, the LD?
LD.
The LD and the A1 for audio. Mm. And all you guys are like you guys are in charge of the entire show. You guys are operating the entire show along with a laser technician or a fireworks technician, right? Playback engineer is usually in the monitor world, right? And it's just fascinating because when the DJ is, you know, being an artist, he's improvising, he's changing, he's making a CDJ go longer than it should or whatever, or he's just playing to the crowd. You guys are playing to the crowd too.
Yes,
You guys are also moving faders and in Resolume, you're queuing up visuals that are artistically vibing with the music. It's so cool.
Yeah, what's that like, Joe?
So having that, you're always four steps ahead of the DJ. Mm-hmm. It's all about music theory. Music theory is huge in the sound. And having that, I'm also doing it live. It's not all time code. So having it live flavor, it creates another experience and you're having full emotion into this. So with the emotion, you're like, okay, happy, sad, color theory that goes involved with it. So you're able to do like reds, greens, you're doing purples. And if you're doing purple, green, it just integrates to how you're feeling. And you're doing that on a mass scale, say you're like 50,000 people in a festival and everybody's just having a great time.
Not only are you a VJ, you're also an artist. You make your own visuals. I've seen your work. It's awesome. And you're using AI to do it, which is really cool. I'm not seeing a lot of AI art. I'm starting to see it, but it's just so interesting that we have the sphere. So we have this huge LED experience, right? And visuals are starting to become their own thing. It's like its own world now. The audio world has got a lot of avenues, right? You can be a guy holding a boom mic to running a show, like this show right now. There's an engineer right here.
And I like what you had to say about that it's not only stressful, but it's emotional. And I think that's where seeing the artistry come in. You're bringing that, like your own unique on top of and complimenting the artist on the stage on that day with that show for that crowd.
Yeah. So you're like, sometimes you get full creative, but we do have a brand standard that we have to uphold so we can keep that brand for that artist.
Yes.
We want to uplift them as much as possible, but the artists are super nice to us and able to give us our own creative free will to do things. So I'm painting a picture live, so I'm either glitching out things, or if I'm using like a vast landscape through a drone that's showing just like in Mexico with the ocean just waving in and out. And then you can even feel the breeze sometimes, even in the festival too. So you're able to like actually feel like you're inside the screen sometimes. Wow. And then for Excision stuff that recently just passed by, he just did a 4D perspective. So in the 4D perspective, he's able to have like an alpha channel. What an alpha channel is, it's just having a mask of that character walking by itself and then having scenery in the background, but that scenery is actually pushed back and then they're able to grab into the black space.
The Shrek visuals.
Yeah, like the Shrek
visual.
Yeah, the
Shrek visual. It was crazy. And it's all on one LED wall, right? It was just a simple LED
wall? Yeah, it's a simple LED wall that's curved. But you get a better, with curvature, you're able to like make it look like you're able to grab outside of the wall, outside into the 4D or breaking the third wall.
Right.
You know? Wow. What are some exciting things you're working on visual content right now?
So currently I'm working on a few things. Some I can disclose and some I cannot. But the ones that I can disclose, the 4D aspect is one I am actually currently working on and integrating AI to do it. So right now with AI, working with a group of people that are making 3D models out of just prompts. So what a prompt is you're giving a description, highly descriptive realization of what you want. And it's turning these, like, it's turning nothing into something. And you're able to take these 3D models and able to manipulate them and putting them into scenes that create that
immersive experience.
Yeah.
It's sounding like it's coming from lights, the audio, the visuals, and now kind of just like a whole body experience you're getting.
You work with AI and you use it as another tool, like a knife. You sharpen that knife, right?
Especially with audio too. It's insane. You're able to speak into like a mic on for audio and then it changes your voice completely, like a whole different person. There's a model called like Freya that changes your whole voice. It changes everything and it makes you sound like a whole different person, which is cool. Especially if you're trying to make video games and like tight budgets, or if you're doing low budget or to high budget, you have that huge range.
I can definitely see all of your passion. What origin, when you decided this is the avenue you wanted to go?
Was at my first big festival at Electric Forest. I went to there. Everybody was super welcoming, super caring, and they were just very driving. Like, and I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. This is awesome.
Wow.
This is really awesome. And I just kept going. And I went to EDC and then I started working, digging, just started digging and trying to find, like, oh, how do you get into this? Back then there was not a lot of information on this. It was kind of like all hush hush, but not too much. There's just like all the old heads that have been doing it for like with Def Leppard and all that. They've been doing like from gels for like for lights, and now we're using like LEDs. But that being said, it just pulled me into it, and just being able to make a career out of this has just been a blessing, a complete blessing, and I'm never gonna have side quests for things.
Love that.
Oh yeah. But audio is a component of everything that we do. Communication, right? And communicating a story, communicating an artistic feeling and complementing that feeling. And there's just a whole industry that you can go into even if you're not interested in audio, or you get into audio, but you find that you like colors and you want to work with lights and you love the way things mix in a room and mixing, you know, vibe, right?
You're bouncing off the music at the end of the day, which is sound and audio, and getting like just the theory of like, how is this going to work? How can I incorporate something to give back? And I think at the end of the day, it's about the experience and the audience and how you can elevate whatever is coming out of those speakers.
Right. And out of the LEDs, out of the fireworks, out of the lasers, everything. The whole show is tied in together. We're all integrated. We're all connected. Just like we are in the real world.
In
we're
life.
All connected. Yes.
Yeah. We really are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're really trying to get into this, just don't be scared to work at a shop. We're located in Las Vegas. This is the entertainment capital of the world. You can get into any theater. If someone tells you no, keep going for a yes. That's one thing.
I love how you took it upon yourself, though, to go ahead and educate yourself so that you can present yourself more educated on your topic and what you're interested in and what you're getting into. So it has to do more with like what you're doing at home and you're building into.
It's tons of research that you have to do. Mm-hmm. There's tons. It all starts with a YouTube video, either a YouTube video Or now you're blessed with ChatGPT, so ChatGPT can tell you everything. I wish I had that 5, 10, 6 years ago, you know. Then it could fast track a knowledge. And then peers too. Networking is huge.
So important.
So huge. You really have to meet people. And the best way to do it is see all the successful people that are already on the stage or at front of house. Start asking questions. And we love teaching, but during a show, yeah.
Yeah, pick your moments, definitely.
Pick your moments. I want to move to like more lasers, though.
Let's do it.
Yeah, lasers are really, really cool. There's a program called Beyond Software. You can get Beyond Ultimate or Essentials. It's relatively expensive, but once you grab it, you don't stop. I was with a company called Image SFX. Image SFX, they fast-tracked me to put me on this K-pop called Twice. I did not know anything about it at all. And I was like, okay. So I get there, I get to the shop, start prepping everything, getting, we had a lot of lasers on it. It was around like 15 to 20. And it had to start with cabling. And But from the shop, we started deploying. I didn't know what I was getting into for how big of the caliber of a show it was. I was just like, okay, cool. It's K-pop. I didn't, you know. And then I get to the
huge fan base.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. Mm-hmm. You get to the first show, you just see thousands and thousands of people. Wow. You're just looking around and you see all these wands.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Yeah, it's all totally fine. And I get there. I had 4 days to program this whole tour. 4 days. And I was always like changing and not changing too much, but making it so the fans and the artists love it. And the biggest show I've ever done was at SoFi Stadium. We sold out all of SoFi Stadium. It was around like 75 to 80,000 people there. And having, we're using time code. And with time code, having that whole program set, just having that exhilaration. Oh, it's going to fire. Is this going to fire? Is this going to work? You're just so nervous. And because having the feed from different people. And to even say, there's two crews on this. There's two crews on each side. We have an American side and then we have a Korean side. And working with a different culture.
Language barrier, and a maybe?
Huge language barrier. But they have translators. Mm-hmm. We have translators on site, and they were really great to work with. Like, Grant was amazing. And having Streamline with that, now I have a friend, Josh, coming, and Twice is actually coming soon, like coming to Allegiant Stadium. So that's going to be really exciting. So continue on the story with SoFi Stadium, having that stress level of this whole like lasers we're gonna fire, as soon as it hits, you're just like, oh my goodness, everything just relax, and then you're just able to watch your show and hear like a big with all the whole crowd, and you just see people just so happy to be there. That's why I love K-pop. K-pop is just so different from any other genre that I've worked with. And you see people jumping out, dancing, just having a blast. And going from there, and you're able to just have these lasers just go over the crowd and like for Move, there's this particular song that I absolutely love programming. Move was just like, move, 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 move. Tell me how you want to do. And going from that, You could just had like greens to purples and having him like swipe from left to right or having him hit the stage. It was like stage hitting it. And I've looked around for a second and I saw this one person start crying. So this other person was just like face lit up. And then this other person was just like, you don't know what like your neighbor is. So like anything that could happen. Anything, you know, like maybe a traumatic experience happened, or maybe it's a celebration. Like people go to concerts for all emotions, and even like to help them get over or achievement, or like I said, a celebration.
Yeah, it's so much energy. You're living that too, right in the moment with everybody else, bringing such energy to this performance. So it's no doubt your passion is coming through and so many people are enjoying it. And it's just such a great honor to have spoken to you today about everything. Anything else you want to add?
I'd love to add, I really want to say the last tour I did was with Closey. Closey's team is amazing. Everybody there, Mike, Jacob, Chloe, and our tour manager, he was really great. He's helped me out a lot. Being even a tour manager, there's so many careers and so many jobs that you could have to do. Tour managing is amazing. And having that tour manager, they really help you, push you a lot. And then from there, I really, really loved Closey's last tour. Great guy. I'm never going to stop going with them. Amazing group. I mean, it's a huge family.
So many connections, so many things connected to the world of audio. Really love it.
For those of you interested in audio, just realize there's more to life than just audio in the world of audio, in a sense.
Because
everything is connected. Everything is, we're sending signal, right? We're receiving signal from the artist, making it sound amazing is the goal, right? Inputs, outputs. And when we send things out, it has an impact on people that is more than just the technical side of what we do. There's an artistic side, and we touch human beings at a level that impacts them on a huge scale.
And we have one hard-hitting question for you.
Energy drinks, coffee, or tea?
Tea. What's your favorite?
My favorite is definitely espresso machine everywhere I go. Portable espresso machine is everywhere you go. And with that, it just it keeps you going. It keeps you going. And with minimal sleep that is on the road,
right?
You gotta keep it.
We gotta fuel this somehow.
We gotta. And then I have to say, really, someone tells you no, keep going for that yes. Do not stop. I promise you, you will get a yes. You will get a yes. And for all of you out there, I promise you, there is a light to every career that you want to do. Every career, especially with sound. And there's going to be ups and downs. There are going to be very mean people, but those mean people are there to push you to do better for yourself.
Thank you so much for that. I think I needed to hear that. So definitely love the message that you're sending. So thank you again for coming to Talking with the Pros.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you missed any of today's episode, you can find us anywhere podcasts are available, like Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Talking with the Pros with me, Jess B. I love you, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.